Cam, when you kind of look back on Friday, what are your thoughts? How do you think you did?
We did pretty well as an offense line. An offensive unit all together. We just got to clean up the execution and, finish drives.
What about you specifically? Was there anything that stood out?
There wasn't anything that really stood out for me. First game playing center in the NFL, just some technical things, not to put myself in bad position. And just, being cleaner on the operation.
What happened on that screen play that Robert had to throw into the ground? It was kind of hard to tell. So somebody got through, didn't you?
Well, it was a cross dog, and, I took the first backer, and I held him for a certain amount of time. That's what I'm supposed to do, and I'm supposed to go out. And I released him, and, the back kind of got held up by another guy. And, so the screen was dead. And, it's just all about timing, getting the back on the right angle, making sure that, everybody's crisp.
Cam, what kind of feedback are you getting from the coaches about your first game at center?
Continue to make improvements and do the things that I've been doing. What I've been doing is just leaning on guys like Greco, Joe Thomas, Joel, and Austin, because all those guys have had experience playing. Just continue leaning on those guys and learn as much as I can and to be as positive and productive and bring the energy to the game that I always do.
Are you making all the calls or are you getting help?
We're offensive line. Nobody makes all the calls. The center definitely directs traffic, but, everybody else is there. And, not necessarily if I make a wrong call, but if somebody sees something that I don't see, it's just, just so everybody's on the same page. Everybody communicates. I make a mic point. Guys make their calls, the combinations, where they're going. It's not just all me.
So on any given play, there could be three or four guys pointing things out?
Of course. That's any offensive line. Anything can happen in the NFL on any given down. So everybody has to be prepared and everybody has to be on their toes. And the name of the game is anticipation. Being able to anticipate what's coming before it comes. And, that's what we're working on as offensive line to get better. Joe Thomas and those guys, they know what's coming. And, I understand things and I see it, but, those guys are vets and they see things a lot faster than I do sometimes. So it's good to just be in with them and kind of hear their thought process going through plays.
Coaches have talked about your height. You're taller than probably the typical center, which requires you to bend lower, right? How's that going? Is that taking effort on your part to make sure you stay low enough?
No, I just play ball. It's something that you definitely think about. Pad level is always something that you think about, but for me, it's just basically go out and play ball, and that type of stuff comes naturally to me. I definitely have to hone in and lock in and make sure I'm doing it at all times, because it's easy to revert to tackle habits and play a little bit higher. But as a center, I don't feel like I'm having any problems with leverage. I just have to go out and continue to just be consistent with it.
When you came, you missed a couple days of practice, then you came back, and there was a shotgun snap day at practice where you missed a couple. Has that been corrected, you think?
Man, I'm fine. Snaps are fine.
And in college, how often did you have to shotgun snap since you played out of a pro-style offense primarily?
Right.
So just wondering, did you have a ton of experience at that? And if not, is that something that you kind of have to really work on up here?
I just told him, snaps are snaps. I don't really focus on that. That's just something that happens pretty naturally. You definitely have to be locked in to make sure because the play can't start unless I get the quarterback the ball. I snapped the ball out in the shotgun in college, although I only did it for a few games. It was never really an issue. It's a couple that are a little high, but, just bring it down. Take a little bit off of it. Just communication between me and the quarterback has to be on point. That's it.
Ken, I think you probably answered this already, but how do you assess the way that first preseason game went for you?
It went pretty well. There were a couple of plays I have to correct, of course, but just as an offensive unit, everything that happened to us was something that was tied into the whole offense, not just one or two guys. We know the offense is about timing and the communication and chemistry. So when one thing's a half a second off or one guy's not set up in the right place, then the whole play looks bad and that's just what we're working on as offense, to clean up the operation and execution.
And Joe said that he was talking to you about how he Perez and all that. What did that mean to you? Did you go to him or did he go to come approach you?
I mean, it was one of those things where it was kind of, you know, we were in a meeting and something came up and he was telling me how he prevents having those mental errors, how he prevents, you know, being put in situations where he doesn't really know a look, you know, because he writes everything out. And, you know, I try to take that advice and use it the best I can.